talk about.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Well, my dear friend, I am, by tomorrow, I am 1 week post-op. And I am getting so much help and support from people. I am so thankful for the spiritual community that you and I engage in all the time. I mean, really. I mean, it's wonderful when you go through something that you didn't anticipate and all these angels in the body just show up. It's remarkable. I mean, it's going to take a while for things to heal and all that stuff, but the support I've gotten from people, just prayers, funny things on Facebook, seeing if I need anything. Wow. Wow. And but anyway, and thank you, too, for checking in on me. I know you're back in your home turf now, aren't you, Jacqueline?
I surely am. Back down.
It's good to be home.
Yes. Yes and no. It's a little wild when I get home. And this one, it's even a little bit more wild because it's a wild year. So there's a lot of moving parts right now. I can say that. I'm on the run.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Doing what
oh,
you
yeah.
do, moving as fast as I can to get as much as I can done.
That's right. That's all you can do. And try and pace yourself so you can get the whole picture in. Because the retrograde energies continue. I mean, those three planets in Capricorn are now direct. But now Mars is forming this massive T-square with the Sun. And as we're seeing this unfold this week, right before the new moon, when the moon joins the sun, I feel like I'm watching a drum roll with this cardinal T-square. Am I crazy?
It's a coming. It's a sustained T-square, you know, and here again, we've had the rumblings of it, and it's a coming. It's not only that, you know, and here again, this is all about integrity. It's about staying with your truth and doing the next right thing. It's about balancing out equality and love, you know, and it's all a matter of, before Mars goes direct, moving slowly in everything you do. And you see, and you're just the perfect example here of, hey, we want to slow you down. And the universe all of a sudden physically makes you slow down, okay, by giving
oh,
you
yes.
that surgery. Okay. Now things are moving really slow. So I like your thing, the drum roll. Yes, it is.
It was weird. I could feel it in my mind when I was working up the chart. I'm like, seriously? Well, you know, the interesting thing, again, because Mars is going to go direct, and I think it's a week after Mercury goes direct in November, those two are going to straighten out in their orbit. So this is a tremendous planning time, I think, for people.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially
yeah.
because Mercury is in Scorpio. Go deep, go within, go. I mean, it really pulls all the energy internally into each and every individual instead of out here in the physical world and observing so much of what's going on in the physical world and everything else. It really makes the person really go, okay, we need to really look within and look deeper at everything we see. Don't take anything for face granted, but look more. Investigate really strongly, come to a strong foundation of yourself. That's what I think this is all about, to really make the god or goddess within us very strong and stable so that we can utilize it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing I like about cardinal T-squares and, well, actually cardinal squares, cardinal T-squares and the cardinal grand square, is because there's a desire to ask, to aspire to the highest ideal in the decisions
yeah.
you're making. And with the retrogrades, a lot of times there is a temporary decision that has to be made in between so you can redetermine your path, reset your GPS, however you see that. That's what I'm seeing going on. The thing I do really like about what's going on with this new moon is I really do like Venus being in Virgo for this one. I'm really liking the new moon.
Yeah. Why do you like it so much being in Virgo? That's interesting.
Because it's forming a beautiful trine to Jupiter. And as it moves
okay,
forward,
yeah.
it's going to trine both Pluto and Saturn. And so what it's going to do is it's going to allow us to understand the things that stand strong and are stable and now direct can serve us, but we have to look at maybe a little bit of a variable perspective in order to grasp it.
There you go. That was good. I agree.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, the Virgo energies, I have so many Virgo friends, it's like cuckoo crazy. But having no Earth in my chart, I'm glad I have a lot of Taurus and Virgo friends because without them, I would be like, what?
And here again, with this, I think because of that Earth type and the trine, I really feel that it is giving to this crazy chart that we have a real strong grounding and an ease and trust that the physicalness of this is for the greater benefit. And it's a matter of, like you said, integrity, you know, matter of staying within the higher road. And I think it's going to show a golden path to it with the time.
Exactly. And the thing that I like about Venus in the new moon chart is it's imposing retrograde Neptune in Pisces. See? So what's happening is it's that one more question. Here you want to manifest your dream. You're doing your meditations. You're doing your visualizations like many of us do. And but what it does is it gives that little practical shift. So it says, well, wait a minute, I have one more question. Would it be better if I did it this way and that way? It's almost like having a work of art, and now you've decided to bring it to a new level. You know, make it 3D, whatever. I mean, I don't know, there's something about it I just liked in this chart, and it just, that's just what came through to me when I was getting ready for the show tonight.
Well, and I like, you know, we've had such turbulence. Okay, and one of the things that a Libra moon, and I like that about Libra moons, okay, and every Libra moon personality type, I really appreciate them, not just because I have a sun sign, but because they have a very fine balance to their emotions. They're very equal, very stable in a lot of ways. They might have a lot of turbulence in their life, but emotionally they have a calmness to them. And I love this new moon to that because we will feel that calmness then, okay? It may be fleeting, okay, because the moon is fleeting, but at least we have it for a short period of time. During this period of time, we do need some kind of emotional balance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And also because the lights are forming a double trine to the north node in Gemini, the head of the dragon. And I think I wrote this in the description for tonight's show. Having a plan A and a plan B is a smart way to go. And to say, all right, well, I could do this or I could do that. And then the squares to the Capricorn planet say, well, okay, what is reasonable, conservative, and can support me on the Earth plane at the same time? Okay. So I just like the whole thing of this chart. And while I would see that many squares, and I'm like, oh, no. But when I sat there and actually looked into it, I just felt different. You know?
Well, that's the drum roll. The vibration everybody's feeling. You know, you can't get around a T-square, you know. It's going to do its thing, and you just got to walk the right line on it. That's all.
All right, to give our listeners a visual experience, okay, I am a very small person. And when I was a child, I was an even smaller person. And every single one of my brothers and sisters could get me on a seesaw and would not let me down. I'd be up in the air, they'd be on the other side of the seesaw, and there was no way I could get off unless I jumped off, because they weighed more than me. So keep that in mind as you're going through the cycle.
That's a good analogy for this cycle.
Right?
I love
you know,
that.
You know the song says, he's not heavy, he's my brother. Oh, yeah, I know that.
Very much so, and I'll agree. But, yeah, that's a perfect analogy for this crazy T-square, though. Yeah, somebody's
and
sitting
you know,
on the other side
of
it,
sense
you're
of humor.
Sitting up there.
Yeah. We have to keep our sense of humor and realize that, again, everything is part of a process, you know. And when you have this much going on in the heavens, it's not so much it's an absolute, but it's opened up to possibilities, some of them from the past because of retrogrades, some of them that we foresaw in the future but we couldn't quite reach that far, and now those things can be looked into once again. So there's a benefit to the cycle, of course. Of course.
Oh, of course. With everything, there is a benefit. These foundational changes are so for our benefit. I may not be comfortable going through it, but they're for our benefit. And the other side is really great. All we got to do is make it to it.
I spent some time with my friends the other day, and I said to him, I said, you know, when my hand heals, do you think I'll be able to play the piano? He said, you play the piano? I said, no. I said, do you think after this I'll be able to play the piano? He said, if you choose to.
There you go.
So that's another little analogy about the configuration for this this new moon coming up. We got people on here, and we probably should stop chatting and having so much fun and see what they need from us, right?
Oh, okay. How about we do that?
All right, love.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Hi, 925. You're on the air. How are you?
Fine. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate you both. This is actually my second time calling. My name is Teresa.
Hey, Teresa.
Hi. You need my birthday?
I can hear from you again.
Yes.
Are you,
you need
February?
I'm February 1st, 1958.
Gotcha.
4:55 p.m.
I remember you now.
Oh, good.
I have you at 4:59 p.m.
No, it's 4:55.
You changed that.
I can't find you on my system. How long ago did you call?
I can't remember. Time is going by so fast, I can't keep up.
Okay, because I had a system crash in April, and I think I have lost you in the crash, so let me put you in again.
Oh, okay.
It's okay. Jacqueline, can you just give me the data?
Okay, it's February 1st, 1958, 4:55 p.m., Pittsburgh, as in P-I-T-T-S-B-U-R-G, California.
Right.
Spell the city for me one more time.
P-I-T-T-S-B-U-R-G.
Okay, let me see if I can find that on here. You got to remember, I'm typing with one hand tonight. Sorry.
No. Okay. It's okay.
I have
P-I-T-T. So did you have a question for us tonight, Teresa?
I do. You know, I don't know if it's the energies have been really intense for me, and this past week, I'm really sensitive, and I've been feeling like a direct negative attack on me. And so my hit is that it's somebody from work and that it's jealousy. So I've been doing the Ho'oponopono and sending them love. But I haven't felt this uncomfortable for years.
And I'm going to say this because that Saturn, Pluto, Jupiter connection that we're having in that T-square, the point of the arrow, okay, in that T-square, is dead on your Mercury. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, you're feeling the pressure. And we were talking about the drum roll. Okay. You're going to feel the pressure more this next month.
Oh,
okay?
God.
Okay. And I'm sorry. Okay. If I could change these planets and put them somewhere else, I would. Believe me. Okay. But there is an intensity upon you. This lesson that it's trying to teach you is to be able to sing a song. You are a professional. You are good at what you do, okay? And the people around you are not the focus of your work, okay? And it is all about singing a song, and it's all about being okay with that because your Mercury is in Capricorn. Whenever you see something wrong, your brain goes, I must fix. And you cannot fix this, okay? You are not God, okay? So
right.
You have to wait for the universe to shift and take care of it for you and then to roll it down to the bottom line. This is all trust and faith. Okay, I just got to do the next right thing, and that's going to go away. It's not a long transit. It is long enough to be a pain in the tush, don't get me wrong. But it's not a long, if it was going to go on for years, we'd have another story, okay, and I would talk to you about it. But you're under this test, and it is going to shift. So just take it easy, sing a song, ignore the crazy that's going on around you, and do the next right thing. And trust, this is why I always put that at the end, and trust that it's going to shift and change in your favor, okay? This is all for your greater benefit, this discipline is that you're learning, okay? What do you think, Aphrodite?
I think you taking the high road with a cardinal T-square on your Mercury is spectacular, girlfriend, number one. Number two, I just want you to know that if in doubt, don't. And what you have done is you have raised yourself to a higher level because Saturn is sitting on, and Pluto are both sitting on your Mercury. So you are probably a teacher for this person in the metaphysical. But because of sensitivity of your Cancer moon, you need to be able to create a soft shield to deflect the energy as you still sing the song that Jacqueline's talking about, and you'll get through this very well because as Venus moves forward in Virgo, it's going to trine the heck out of your Mercury, and you're going to know that you did all the right things.
Okay. I kind of thought that it was a lot had to do with being planetary because I'm so uncomfortable, it's like I want to be out of my skin.
And I'm going to say this about this, too, because the south node is dead on your Saturn, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And this is why I talk about this teaching. This is not the first time you've had this dance. It's just the most intense time that you've had this dance. So remember that you got through it last time. Everything turned out better in the long run. And this, too. Make that same change again. It does give you that validation with the South Node.
Well, I have to go through this the whole month?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, gosh.
At least that's not years.
You're right. You're right. I've just got to hold my breath for a couple more weeks.
Yeah, one step at a time, one day at a time.
Yeah, yeah, it's just so incredible. But I've just been, and you're right, I did feel I got from my guides that this was a lesson, and it was also a lesson for me to be real strong in holding the love, holding that intention.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, so I appreciate you, really. You have no idea.
Mark, we're so glad you're tonight, Teresa.
Thank you.
I have compassion for you. I want to give you a big hug because of that Cancer moon. Hang in there. It will. You know, I have to say, you know, it will be tough, but you have the ability to do this. And it'll be so for your benefit. You'll come out of this sailing like a goddess. You really will.
Thank you so much. I send you both a big hug.
Well, many blessings to you, dear.
Same to you. Good night.
Good night. Nice.
That's such a restrictive chart.
But you know what? It's part of her matrix, and she is working this as like a work of art. Wow. Nice.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, how's it going? It's Nathaniel calling.
Hello, Nathaniel. Nice to hear from you again.
Oh, great. Hey, it's good to be on the show. Thank you.
We love
Did you lose my chart?
I'm pulling it up right now.
Now, you I have. I didn't lose you, Nathaniel, but I know you live in a different part of California, not in Orange. Where do you live now?
Sacramento. West Sacramento.
Sacramento. West Sacramento. Is there a big difference between Sacramento and West Sacramento?
It's just a little west of Sacramento.
How does it feel, though? Does it feel a lot different than if you were in Sacramento proper? Because sometimes certain power lines will make you feel more comfortable.
I'm a little south of West Sacramento, actually, but it's still kind of West Sacramento. But I'm in Bridgeway Lakes. And they have really nice homes there, and I think there's hardly any crime in there. And it seems like there's so much crime in Sacramento. Downtown Sacramento is crazy. You know, they have, you know, big buildings and one-way streets, and, you know, it's just kind of crazy. There's a lot of bad cars. We're a lot, but I guess, you know, you got a half a mile kind of a good part, and then you got 3 miles of bad part. So you turn around and, you know, you're kind of already in the bad part and you don't know it. Maybe.
Wow, that's not crazy.
Yeah, you know, some people go, oh, I love Sacramento, but, you know, I liked Orange County, you know, Disneyland, Anaheim, and everything. I'm so used to that. I know where everything is, you know, and although I've been around and stuff, it's, I don't know, you know. I don't feel...
By the way, Nathaniel, I grew up in La Mirada, California.
Yeah, I think, yeah, La Mirada.
Right next to Buena Park.
Yeah.
Fortin, Toledo.
My friend, La Mirada, from over where we lived in Fullerton.
Yeah, right next door. It's an interesting place, totally different than where you are, that's for sure.
What question did you have for us tonight, Nathaniel? Well, I wanted to see if you see a love coming into my life or job, career. It's kind of a general question for whatever, you know, you might see in my chart.
You have a building grand trine in your chart right now with Venus, the planet of love in Virgo. Your Jupiter's there natally. I think you're on the build here, and because of the active retrogrades, I have a feeling that you might return to something that has a flavor that you're already familiar with. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I do think, because, again, you're talking about a grand trine with Jupiter trining your natal Jupiter, okay, which is trining your Mercury in your south node, like she was talking about. And Venus is just getting ready to step into your fifth house natally, okay, and it's going to pass over that Jupiter. I really think, and I agree, it may be somebody that you've known in the past, or somebody who feels very familiar when you meet them. Okay, I have to say that it's right on top of you. So within the next couple of weeks, okay, is when I'm guessing this is going to occur. Okay.
Wow.
Venus still hasn't walked into your fifth house. It's going to take a few more steps here over this week and be dead on that. So here again. I would be having my eyes open. I would be looking at what's around me. I would be ready and available. Mars retrograde is in your 11th house of being out in the public. And the south node, like Aphrodite was talking about, is in your 7th house of marriage and partnership. So this is a great time with that grand trine to be able to do that. I know there are limitations in going out in the public, but do what you need to do, but be available is what I'm trying to say, because your time for this love life is here.
Absolutely.
Well, I have two jobs right now. I'm working for the old security company, and I got another security job at a dispensary.
Okay. That's good, because if you have Gemini rising, you have a moon in Gemini, for you to work two jobs seems like it's essential to me. Your Mars is in Gemini on the cusp of Cancer, so it increases your security quotient. And you've got trines there, too, with this new moon that's coming in, the sun and the moon kissing in Libra. So you've got a lot of reasons that this is working for you, okay? You're better when you're busy with all that Gemini. And you're better when you do have an interaction with people,
Yeah, I kind of feel, I've never really felt, kind of so lonely alone, when I'm alone, I really always kind of liked being alone, but now I kind of get lonely when I'm alone. I don't know if it's that's the Libra going out and my progressed mood or something, or.
Well, remember that in this process we talk about how Jupiter and Pluto, the Saturn conjunction has a T-square to it, okay? There's a certain solitude in that, okay? So you are feeling it. You're a 12th house Sun, Venus, Mercury. I know we've talked about this before, Moon and Gemini. So you've got all this energy of intuitiveness and feeling things, okay? And you're feeling the masses and the shifts and changes. So you're going to be, it's going to be a little bit more lonely by you being in that. But, again, music, relaxation, faith, trusting in the process and being okay with where you are today, like Aphrodite said, the universe is keeping you moving. You're perfectly in line in your day-to-day life with what you should be. It's just all about going, okay, life is good. I'm just going to keep on moving on, and things are going to fall into place, okay? Trust the process. Even though you feel lonely, trust the process. Do something to really brighten yourself and know that it's going to be coming.
As you're developing a desire to share, I decided to just take a peek at your progress chart, because you progress a day for every year you live here. And your progress chart, believe it or not, your birthday is July 4th, Independence Day, by progression. And you have more planets in Leo, which rules the heart. And then your Sun and Mercury are combust in Cancer. And your Moon just went into Libra by progression 6 months ago. So the desire to share the things of your heart is budding within you. And I think that's the only way I can say it that feels right. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, you don't lose who you are. When we progress through time, different parts and facets of our persona develop. So sometimes when people say, I never felt this way before, I'll just pick a peek at that progress chart and I can see where they're going with this, that they're developing facets of their persona they previously didn't make a priority, but now that priority is kind of building and budding for you. So I'd go for that. I would go for that.
All right. Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the way your chart is, you're such an old soul, and you have so many planets in the 12th house. You're a very old soul, and you have so much wisdom. And sometimes you think, am I on the right planet? What in heaven's name happened? Well, how did I end up here, right?
Totally. I feel like what is,
But now you're making an adjustment. You're making an adjustment to it and in a new way by progression. But you still have all the beautiful gifts you were born with, but now you're taking a turn in the road. It's like opening up a new vista for you over the last 6 months. So I'd enjoy that, and I'd allow yourself to be a little bit more sociable, to appreciate the company of others, and see what shows up, my friend.
I think I'll probably enjoy, being the company of metaphysical people and, some people, because there's some people here in Sacramento where I get really thrown away by them. They come up and I go, uh-oh, I better get out of here,
Well, there's always little pockets somewhere where you can find your tribe. So you might travel a little bit in and out of where exactly where you are to discover that. But I would make that more something in your conscious mind, you know, as you're going through this cycle, this process. Say, where are the other spiritual people in my community? Where are they gathering? Are they online? Are they in person? I mean, is there some way that I could reach out and I could get some really good feeling of connectedness?
That's why when I got a job at the dispensary, they seemed to be really compassionate and, you know, some of their passwords are community love, and it's just not a regular dispensary. A lot of our members, we call them, are elderly people. And, you know, I've seen people come in and on wheelchairs or one leg or something. And, you know, there's all different things where it's just not a regular dispensary. It seems to be a really, we're like the role model kind of dispensary, you know.
Wow, that's great.
We do charity services. And somebody told me that, you know, I should be teaching children's guitar. Actually, a lot of people kind of told me that. And I just, there was a thing where the other member there, Ernie, he entertained some children over it because they have a thing next door. And so I ordered a guitar a couple days ago on the Guitar Center. And you could actually use it and test it out for 45 days and, you know, return it, no charge if you don't like it. So I wanted to get a cutaway.
What a gift that is. That's such a gift. Wow.
It is kind of nice. They were having it 6 months during COVID. They would let you have it for 6 months, but I wasn't sure what to get, you know. But when I talked to the guy, I was able to get a used one in, from Tennessee that was like going for $800 for $550 or so. But I really wanted the cutaway so I could play up higher, you know, easier, you know. So that's, but I'll have to see, you know, at least I get to try it out, you know. And just things.
What a wonderful opportunity.
Better.
This is a wonderful opportunity for you. This is great. Go for that. Sure. Oh, yeah.
Well, thanks for all the inspiration. It's been a kind of a tough toe for the last few years, you know, because I'm, you know, used to owning a house and, you know, I'm really not having to do much, you know, and I'm really.
But now it's time to appreciate your inner temple rather than the outer edifice. It's time for you to appreciate your inner temple. Okay, and that's what you have been doing since you made this transition. And now you feel like that you want to reach out to other people and invite them into your inner temple rather than maybe being in your home and not very sociable and too withdrawn, see? So, again, things open up for us naturally, and you're feeling it, and we're so glad when you call us. This is nice.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Is it happy birthday time for Jacqueline?
It was Jacqueline, yeah. Oh, yeah, she had a birthday. She chose the best place to be on her birthday because she's the queen of the solar return. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, callers, I guess. Nice chatting with you. Thank you so much.
Take care, Nathaniel.
God bless you. Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. Everybody's been trying to snag you for your birthday this year, Jacqueline. Isn't that cute?
It's been entertaining. Yeah, I have had more birthday wishes this year than any other year. I have.
Hey, you know. Well, you had to expect that to happen because you chose the right place for your solar return. So you manifested this, my dear.
Oh, I hear you. I put my son in my 11th house, so far for the course universally. I am grateful for it. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate everybody appreciating me. Just a little humbling.
I know, but it's also very sweet. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. code 786. You're on the air.
Hi, good evening. My name is Lucy.
Hi.
Lucy?
My Lucy, L-U-Z. And you mean, do you need my date of birth?
Yes.
Hello?
What's your birthday?
April 7, 1978.
And what time were you born?
11:15 a.m.
And what city were you born in?
The country name is Colombia, and the city is Pereira. The P. E R E I R A.
Okay, try it. Slow down. What does it start with again?
P as in Pope. E.
Okay.
R E I R A. Pereira.
Oh,
Costa.
Yeah. Gotcha.
And just to be sure, you were born in 1978?
Yes, April 7th.
Got it. Where do you live now, honey?
In Miami.
Miami. All righty then.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm so glad you called in tonight.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for accepting my call.
Did you have a question for us tonight?
Oh, yes, regarding relationships, anything that you can guide me on.
Okay.
You're involved in a relationship right now.
I couldn't understand that. I'm sorry.
Are you involved in a relationship right now?
No. I am awaiting a divorce, and I broke up with a boyfriend a month ago.
There you
go. You're in transition.
Okay.
I got it. Alrighty then. Well, again,
yeah.
You don't want to settle for less, so that's okay. You're an Aries sun, and Mars is all over you this year, so it was good that you decided that you did, that certain things don't work for you, so that was very wise of you, my dear.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah. And, see, the Aries energy, it's interesting, you know, like Mars rules Aries. And Mars is usually in Aries for 7 weeks every 2.5 years, and moves on to the next sign. Oh, no, not this year. It was there for 7 weeks. It's retrograding to Aries. It's not going to leave Aries until the 7th of January next. Take your time, honey. Just take your time, okay? Find the right one. When a planet's retrograde, it means that it's time to look again. Okay?
Oh, okay.
And your ruler is retrograde. So it's kind of like, if in doubt, don't. You were
right.
Born dead on the new moon, right, Jacqueline? Are you seeing what I'm seeing here? This is crazy.
I know.
Go ahead, Jacqueline. Tell her what you think.
I haven't spoken yet. Finish what you want to say, and we'll talk a little bit about that new moon.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because Mars being retrograde right now, it's retrograde until the 13th of November. So is it time for you to do a review about the way that you look at your mate, what empowers you to be the doer you were born to be? When you're born on a new moon, usually you just show up when things are just getting started. And with Mars retrograde right now, you don't want to repeat any of your past mistakes. You don't mind making mistakes in relationship, but you don't want to do the same ones over again. Okay, so what do you see,
yeah.
Jacqueline?
Okay, this is a really great chart because she was talking about how you were born on the new moon, okay? You are so a new moon baby, it isn't even funny. And we have a new moon coming up, which those new moons are crucially important to you, most specifically this one. It's 6 degrees. Some people might not think that that's, some people might think that that's a white orb, but it's 6 degrees. And with the moon, I give white orbs. It is direct opposition to your new moon. balancing each other. Now, that is a part of that T-square that we're talking about, because it all goes back to that square, and that square is in your seventh house of marriage and partnership, okay? So this is like you coming out with an emotional blooming, okay? Don't fear it.
Yeah.
Okay? Because this is a new beginning. This is a foundational shift. I agree with Aphrodite. This is a time where you've just got to go within yourself and focus on really what you want and really who you are, okay? This whole thing is set off in your fourth house of your home. So your home right now is kind of like your anchor, okay, in this situation, okay? So really with this, really center yourself in your home and go, okay, we're going to restart this whole entire clock. I know what I've done in the past, and I'm not doing it again. And we're open to the new possibilities that could come in. Because next year, I think you're going to find something totally different.
I hope. And yeah, I did not want to make the same mistakes. And there are some similarities between my ex-husband and the ex-boyfriend, I guess.
Well, Mars is going to pass over your sun right around, I mean, your Venus, sorry. Mars is going to pass over your Venus right around the end of January. That's what I might say next year, okay? Mars is the male energy. Venus is female energy. And here again, there could be a really wonderful connection that you could meet at that point in time if you're well healed through this, okay?
I so agree.
If I do what, I'm sorry?
If you're well healed, if you let it go, start that rebirth, start that blooming of that power again, okay? Let that crap go from the past because it's done. You know what you know the whole situation. Not going to do it again, I guarantee you that. So it's time to look forward.
I love it. I love it. Yep.
Yeah, not definitely. Okay, so for January, I might be in a better state of mind.
Absolutely. Right now, concentrate on rebirthing you, know, and your I am, okay? Because, as Jacqueline pointed out, because we've got a new moon in Libra, which is the we are, and your sun and your moon are in the I am, it's about being able to be an I and a we and a thee. So you don't lose your independence in your partnership, but you have something conjugal, and it strives to be the best it can be. And that is what you really need in a true soulmate, my dear.
Yes.
Very nice. Awesome. We're glad you called in tonight. This has been fun.
Absolutely. Is there anything that you recommend I do on the new moon, since you mentioned that?
I would balance activity with relaxation.
Okay.
I would do something that really fires you up, and then I would allow myself to be at peace, go into a full lotus, listen to the birds sing. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I was going to say the same exact thing. Be busy, then be at peace. You know, again, you're going to get the two sides. It'll balance you out.
Okay. Okay. All right. And regarding work, do you see any openings in the future? Any astrological signs, you know, opening up for me to change jobs?
I'm looking at closer to Christmas time, November, mid-November to mid-December. Okay.
I agree.
The sun's going to be going through your sixth house. Mars is going to be direct, and that's transiting through your tenth house. So, really, I think you're going to find something at that period of time.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, ladies. It's been very cheerful speaking with you. Thank you.
Many blessings to you. Have a sweet night.
Thank you. You guys, too. Bye. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I can't see it not with all those trines going on during that period of time.
Yeah. Time to get herself back. And I think realizing that she's so independent, but what a great partner she can be, too. She has both, really. The right person.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and And I love that for her. Looks like somebody from your neck of the woods is next. Are you ready?
Okay.
All right.
Good evening, ladies, and how art thou?
Doing well. And who is this?
This is Tina from Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Oh, you're funny. Oh, how are you, Tina?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
I didn't recognize your voice at first. That was funny.
I didn't even hear the name. So.
Did you say I looked funny?
No, I
didn't recognize your
voice
name. At first. It's
Tina Aphrodite.
Hi, Tina.
Hi. I'm glad everything went well for your surgery, by the way.
Thank you. It's going to be a process, not an event, but I'm on top of it.
Cool. And if by the time you end up healing, if you could play piano at my birthday in February, that would be great. I prefer Elton John.
I don't know if I could be that good that quick, but what the heck?
Yeah, why not?
It's all in the way.
You're right. All right. February 3rd, 1965.
Gotcha.
12:12 a.m.
Hialeah, Florida.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I know that everything is supposed to be in its own time and all that good stuff, but I have come into a stall. I am contacting the people that I had originally contacted a while ago to help do repairs on the house, and I'm finding that they are unable. Either they're, you know, not taking the calls, or I actually had somebody say, I can't do it anymore. I don't have, you know, the time or the extra resources. So I'm wondering if I should go ahead and continue to find somebody to help repair this house so I can get it up on the market. Should I try to tackle these things on my own?
Where is the house, Tina?
The house is in Port St. Lucie.
I thought so. Okay. Because there's some tender things here going on. I just want to see in real time where that is. I'm sure that Jacqueline's already seen cool stuff for you, but... Here. All right. No, it's the same. Okay. I just want to make sure I was right on target because of this Mercury retrograde right now that we're going into on the 13th, and Mars, the 13th of this month, and then both Mercury and Mars go direct before the middle of November. I think this is more the time to do the research than it is to engage someone immediately. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Okay.
I agree. Okay. Here again, we have these retrogrades that are going through the process at this point in time. It's coming into your first house. Okay. And the sun and this new moon are both in your 12th house. Okay. Again, you want to jump ahead because you're an Aquarian. But you have. Okay, you have this Jupiter-Pluto-Saturn conjunction doing a dance on you, okay? Do I think you need to do it yourself? You have a Mars in Virgo. You don't have to, but you can, okay? It's about looking at the options. It's about doing the research. I agree with Aphrodite. It's about trusting that this is all there for a reason, okay? That's the most important to you, is that you go, okay, it's here for a purpose and a reason, so I'm just going to be flexible with my Mars and Virgo and just do the next thing I can. Again, if you bullishly bold through this over the next few weeks, you're not going to be happy in the first place. So relax with it. Let it take its own timing. Just keep your eye on the ball. That makes sense?
Yeah, considering that ball's hit me in the head a couple of times, yeah, I can keep an eye on it.
You should. Because it will do it again if you move your eyes. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Keep your eye on the ball. Because it might throw it right at you again, and you're going to have to deflect that.
Okay. This is a time period where you just have to wait yourself out and be aware. And when you see it, go, oh, I see that again, so I'm going to dodge to the right. Nope, that's not going to affect me, and I'm just going to keep on going on this path and get this done. Okay? You look at that big goal of finishing up the remodeling. Okay? If he can't do it, somebody else can. Okay? You keep plotting down that path and seeing what ball gets thrown at you. Because when you catch one of those balls and run with it, you're going to be very happy. Okay?
Okay.
But there's a lot of balls that can hit you in the head along the way, which I don't, you know, you've got to be aware of.
Well, I think there's somebody that was referred to you in the past from a friend of yours, somebody that you talked to, okay, during this whole transition. And you're going to go back and you find that note or that person's going to talk to you. And I think that's going to be the person that's going to serve you. Now, and I think what's going to do, though, is they're going to give you more than one option. You have a certain way you're thinking of recreating this. But I think this person that you're already aware of, somebody told you about them, they were happy with the work, you might go back and talk to that person. And they're going to say, well, you could do it this way or you could do it that way. And they're going to open up your imagination window, okay?
Okay.
And that's who you're going to end up hiring in the end game. And because the planets are moving in your direction, but because of the retrogrades, it's important for you to perfect this, okay? And so that's what I think is going to happen. As Jacqueline pointed out, take your time. Talk to more different people about different ideas, how much it's going to cost, how long it's going to take. Take this opportunity between now and the middle of November to get all those things in your mind and work with some people that, again, can serve you best for your ultimate goal. Okay?
Okay.
I know you have many steps between now and your ultimate goal, but as Jacqueline pointed out, don't take your mind off the goal. Okay? I so agree with that. But I think you're in the process right now, so just take a deep breath, honey. Okay? and see it through. Because when these planets go into Aquarius at the end of the year, both Jupiter and Saturn are going to Aquarius at the end of the year. So there's some innovative ideas that you have not yet considered because they've been in Capricorn now for a year, Saturn almost two. So you've been going with more of the conservative approach, but I think that the way you're going to finally do this is going to have to appeal to the person that will buy it. And you just haven't even seen that yet is what I'm seeing. Okay?
Yeah, because obviously, you know, with the repairs, I can't obviously put the house on the market until I get the repairs done, wanting to get the most money that I can out of the house, which I can see that.
But be creative with how you do the repair. So when people walk in, they say, wow, that's interesting. Okay? Because these major planets are going into Aquarius at the end of the year. And then when they can join your sun sign, you're going to feel pretty secure. Oh, yeah. And it's going to happen 21. You're going to be fine. It's taken longer than you wanted it to. But I think ultimately, in the end game, treasure, profit, and security is going to be your friend.
Okay.
I agree.
All right,
ride the wave, my Aquarian. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, boy.
I agree 100% with what she said. Again, here, she's made it thorough, directing to the point so that you can understand it, and I think you just need to follow the process. Don't get frustrated about the timing of this, okay? It's all in its own divine time. This is the reason why you spit on the universe sometimes, okay, is because it does shit like this to you that you don't like, okay? But you got to sit on your hands. It's a matter of time, okay? Whatever you want and resentment you want to have, doesn't care. It's going to do it anyhow. That's my point. So time is only going to move in its own pace. So you can be mad at it all you want, or you can just go along with it and find the joy of the day. You'll be a lot better off.
Now, I want to tell you one more thing, Tina, before we sign off. Now, Uranus, which is your ruler, is Aquarian sun, okay? Mm-hmm. It hadn't been in Taurus for 84 years. Okay? Taurus rules all real estate. It's retrograde until, let me tell you the date, the 15th of January. Now, Mars is in Aries much longer than normal this year. I haven't seen it in Aries this long. I look back 1,000 years, really. It's going into Taurus on the 7th of January. So look at mid-January to be your jumping-off point where you can be amazed and know that you're going to get the true value out of this house. When planets are retrograde, we can get a much better outcome if we stay with it, okay?
Okay.
Or a fixed air sign, being an Aquarian. So I would say, all right, I'm going to make like a 3-month plan of how this is going to unfold that I can afford, because they're licensed and insured, they're going to show up, and know by January I'm going to be golden, okay? So
okay.
That's kind of what I think your timelines are like right now. So it's going to be pretty amazing. I think you'll be very surprised at how good it is in the end game, okay?
Okay.
All right, love. Well, you have a sweet night. We're so glad you called us and checked in with us.
Yes, I'm still alive. I'm still cutting along.
Yep, you're still doing your thing. And again, sometimes, you know, when planets are retrograde, it just means the universe is sending us a message. Because if you actually watch it with a telescope, it looks like it's moving backwards. It's an optical illusion, but it's the divine saying, look again. The energy is on hold right now. It's incubating. And if you wait out that incubation, the results are usually pretty much better than you ever thought they would be. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, then. Well, thank you very much, ladies. I do appreciate that.
And keep us posted.
I will. I will. And continue to get better.
Thank you. I will. I will. I'm tougher than I look. I'll be okay in the end game. Yeah.
All right.
Like I said, I have to wait
all
it
right.
out.
Good night, Jacqueline.
I just have
good
to
night, Aphrodite.
All right. Bless you, love. Okay. All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Love you.
Love you, too.
Love you, too.
Well, we're at the top of the hour. We should tell people where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay, well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
Well, I'm kind of homebound right now, so I'm going to give you my home number, and that's 540-613-1070. You cannot text that number, but you can leave a message. I'll even get the message in my email. So either one of us are available for you. We should be here next Sunday night. Doing our thing, and we appreciate you calling in and listening tonight. And have a beautiful new moon.
Happy new Libra moon. Good
yay! God bless. Sweet night. Bye-bye.